everybody stand to your feet all over the building. Lift your hands unto the Lord. Will you do that right now? Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on into His presence. Lift your hands and give Him glory. Let's praise Him, church. We're going to bring the word in a moment, but let's praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Would you worship Him with me right now? Glory, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lift your hands all over the building. Hallelujah. We'll be right back. Would you lift your hands all over the building and praise Him? Come on, love Him, love Him, love Him, love Him, love Him, love Him, love Him. Oh, hallelujah. Everything that has breath. You do that. Come on, clap those hands. I can't hear you. Clap them the other way. Clap them the other way. Those of you that were not here last night, you wouldn't understand. But clap your hands, all you saints. Hallelujah. The hour is late, but the Lord is not held or restrained or constrained by time. But I promise I won't preach long, but I want God to do something. And this afternoon, Mother, I could hear your cries. Mama, I could feel your tears. Will my baby ever come back home? Serve God. I'm here to tell every mother and dad, there's a God in this place tonight that can reach to the gutter of sin, that can go to the dens of drugs, that can reach into the smoky bars of alcohol and bring those babies home again. Anybody need revival in your family? Anybody need revival in your family? Clap your hands. Lift your hands. Somebody praise the Lord. That a miracle is going to happen. Come on, y'all. Come on, church. I believe. My babies are coming home. My husband, my wife. It's going to be revival of families that are going to break out after this conference like you cannot imagine. I'm telling the leaders of this conference, get ready. You're going to get calls from pastors that are going to tell you it's happening. Families are coming back. Men and women and children. Revival is sweeping Alabama. Somebody shout over it now. Woo! Second Kings, the 17th chapter. Second Kings 17 and 24. What a word of God that we have heard this day and tonight. Oh my. You got to get the tapes. That's all I can tell you. Amen. You've just got to get the tapes. I'm honored to be with these great speakers and with the great men of God that put on this awesome conference. Amen. Please, please help me tonight. Don't let the time bother you, because I promise you. How many will help me preach and I won't preach long? Well, I don't sound too good. Maybe I need to preach long. How many will help me? Second Kings 17 and 24. And the king of Assyria brought men from Babylon and from Cutta and from Ava and from Hamath and from Sepharvaim and placed them in the cities of Samaria instead of the children of Israel. And they possessed Samaria and dwelt in the cities thereof. And so it was at the beginning of their dwelling there that they feared not the Lord. Therefore the Lord sent lions among them, which slew some of them. Wherefore they spake to the king of Assyria, saying, the nations which thou hast removed and placed in the cities of Samaria know not the manner of the God of the land. Therefore he has sent lions among them, and behold, they slay them, because they know not the manner of the God of the land. Then the king of Assyria commanded, saying, carry thither one of the priests whom ye brought from thence, and let them go and dwell there, and let them teach them the manner, and let him teach them the manner of the God of the land. Then one of the priests whom they had carried away from Samaria came and dwelt in Bethel, and taught them how they should fear the Lord. Howbeit, every nation made gods of their own, put them in the houses of the high places which the Samaritans had made, every nation in their cities wherein they dwelt. 32nd verse. So they feared the Lord and made unto themselves of the lowest of them priests of the high places, which sacrificed for them in the houses of high places. Notice, they feared the Lord and served their own gods after the manner of the nations whom they carried away from thence. Look at the paradox. They feared the Lord but served their own gods. They feared the Lord but served their own gods. 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter and the 16th verse. This may not seem to be relevant with what I just read, but God helping me, we'll try to tie it together. 2 Corinthians 5 and 16. Wherefore, henceforth, know we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now, henceforth, know we him no more. Therefore, if any man be in, everybody say in. No, everybody say in. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Somebody shout amen. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Everybody say, I got it. Everybody say, I got it. Now then, amen, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in. Everybody say in. Him. 21st verse, please. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. I'd like to minister just a little while tonight. Either live in the lion or die by a lion. Either live in the lion or die by a lion. Now, I don't know how you feel tonight, but I like living. I like eternal life. Y'all not gonna help me tonight, are you? I ain't going any further, because I'm already up against a few things. I'm telling you, I said, I like living. How about you? All right. How many had rather live than die? Turn around and look at somebody and say, eternal life is in this building right now. Woo! Turn and look at somebody else and say, the lion of the tribe of Judah is walking these aisles right now. Well, are y'all ready to go home? Are y'all going to help me preach a little? Amen. Before Brother Sutton prays over this message, I'm going to say this. In the beginning of this message here, I won't go too far into it. I'm going to name the names, some of them, of Satan. And when I name them and tell their meaning and read the scripture reference, when I finished it, I want you to lift your hand and I want you to shout, Satan, the Lord rebuke you. I'm in trouble. I said, I'm in trouble. They're not even excited about rebuking Satan in the name of the Lord. I said, I'm in trouble. Hey, why don't we make trouble for the devil tonight? Anybody feel a devil rebuking Holy Ghost spirit around here tonight? Anybody ready to put the devil? Come on, y'all. Y'all just sitting down on me tonight. Somebody lift up that hand and say, Satan, the Lord rebuke you. Clap your hands to the Lord. We're not there yet. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. Come on, Satan. Play.
Living Word, breathe in this house tonight. Fill every empty vessel. Shake every principality. Break the hand of every lying thing. Open a door before this house that no man can close. Bless the preaching and the hearing tonight. In everybody said, in Jesus' name.
Clap your hands to the Lord again. Come on, y'all. Clap your hands to the Lord again. Come on, somebody shout unto the Lord. Somebody leap for joy. Hallelujah. Come on, we're not through yet. Come on, hallelujah. Amen, amen. You may be seated in Jesus' name. Now, the mention of lions can affect people in a profound way. He's called the King of the Jungle, and for a reason. The power of his roar can paralyze the victim that he seeks. Everything gets quiet in the jungle when the lion roars. Now, beginning this serious message to convey to you how we are affected by the thought of lions being on the loose, I'm going to tell you a humor story, though I'm going to preach a very serious message. I had two friends on a hot, boring summer afternoon that were going through the zoo. They sat there on a bench for a while and said, "This place is boring. Look at everybody. Nobody's in a hurry to do anything." And one of the mischievous friends of mine said, "Why don't we stir up something here?" And said, "Well, what do you suggest?" "Well, we got a little run from this bench to the front gate of the zoo. You want to see some action? Let's jump up, start running. The lions are loose. They've gotten out of their cage. Run, run. My God, run. And let's see what happens." Did it ever happen? There were moms with strollers, dads just casually walking along with children. And my friends told me, we began to scream and run with all of our might. He said some of them hesitated, but the look on our face convinced them. They're right coming around the corner. And before it was over, they were literally running with us. And said there were so many, we couldn't believe what was happening. Said there were 50 or more running along screaming. Now the momentum had picked up. The lions are coming. The lions are coming. And the keepers of the gate just stood there in shock, not knowing what was going on. Said they emptied out that part of the zoo, and it wasn't even happening. You want to stir something up out here around tonight? You get a bunch of apostolics that understand the battle that is going on in the spirit. Honey, we don't run away. I said we don't run away. My God, look at the rest of you sitting there. It's been so long since you've been in the fight. Come on, either you're going to live in the lion or you're going to die by a lion. Somebody clap your hands. I said, one God, Jesus' name, tongue talkers, don't run at the sound of the lions are coming. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. You may be seated. These are fierce and troublesome times. I was with a group of ministers just recently, and they began to converse with me about the end time and about what is happening in our world. And they knew the Lord had given me some dreams about America and what was going to happen to this nation. And so they began to inquire, how far into this are we going to go? How long? How bad? And I said, except the Lord come quickly, we are going to see the most horrible times that has ever come to this nation. But I said, I make you this promise, the Lord is going to help us. I said, we are not, come on, if the Lord be for us, I said, if the Lord be for us, who can be against us? Come on. I don't care how deep into this we go. I know greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I just got this message. It was born out of major crisis. Just within a short time, I received 4 phone calls, one involving death. And the person involved with this one that died was about to lose their mind. And they called me. They were about to snap. And right behind them, 3 more phone calls of great tragedy and of great crisis. Sobbing, hysterical, people weeping. Help me. Pray for me. And as I listened to this, I thought, oh God, we need a message over the pulpit telling the people what we're going through is to prepare us for battle. Not only battle, but for victory. Am I talking to a group of people tonight that have been in a fight? Am I talking to some ministers and their wives? Are there any young people here that have been in a war? Hey, somebody talk to me. Have you been in a fight? I'm here to tell you, it's getting us ready. I said, it's getting us ready. Cut me up. Hallelujah. It's getting us ready for victory. Everybody turn around and look at somebody and say, live in the lion or die by a lion. Live in the lion or die by a lion. And clap your hands to the Lord. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You may be seated. Listen to me, mother. I was talking to you in the spirit today while praying. And I want to relate to you this dream that a mother had, an apostolic praying mother. Her and her husband and the children were sitting around a picnic table. And while they were there in comfort and seemingly security, out of the forest came a mighty, powerful, roaring lion. That lion began to circle that Pentecostal family. And they sat there in absolute fear and afraid. They felt defenseless. And while that lion looked at them and going to be another meal, their mama said, while I was praying in the Holy Ghost, I looked up and the biggest lion I have ever seen in my life come up out of that forest and walked over to that other lion. And there was a language that passed between them. And the Lord led me to know what they were saying. The massive lion, the second one, came up to the devourer and said, why, having destroyed others, have you come against the apple of my eye? How come would you dare turn upon my people? And he said, that massive lion inhaled the head of that devourer. Are you hearing me? It inhaled it. It crushed it. And immediately the power of hell met the power of heaven. Are you hearing me? I'm here to tell the devil tonight, you better look out, devil. The lion of the tribe of Judah has walked into this building. Come on, mama. Rise up in the Holy Ghost. Come on, daddy. Rise up in the spirit. Come on, backslider. You don't have to die and go to hell. Come on, somebody help me. I'm telling you, give praise to the power of the lion of the tribe of Judah. Clap your hands. Clap your hands. Give him praise. You may be seated that you might understand fully the battle that we're in and the break that's about to come in this service tonight. I give to you some of the names of Satan. Satan, in the meaning, means adversary. Matthew 4:10, shout it. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. Oh, come on, you do better than that. He's known as the devil, which is the slanderer. Matthew 4:1. Come on, church. He's known as the evil one, intrinsically evil. John 17:15.
He's known as the great red dragon, destructive creature. Revelation 12 and 3. Get on your feet. He's known as the old serpent, deceiver in Eden. Revelation 12 and 9. He's known as Abaddon, destruction. Amen. Revelation 9 and 11. He's known as Apollyon, the destroyer. Revelation 9 and 11. He's known as the roaring lion, who is our opponent. 1 Peter 5 and 8. He's known as Beelzebub, Lord of the flies. Matthew 12 and 26. Somebody rebuke the devil in the name of Jesus. Somebody dance on the devil's head. He's known as Belial, worthless. 2 Corinthians 6 and 15. He's known as the God of this world, controls the philosophy of the world. 2 Corinthians 4 and 4. Dance, church, dance. He's known as the prince of this world, rules the world system. 12 and 31. He's known as the prince of the power of the air, controls of unbelievers. Ephesians 2 and 2. He's known as the enemy, our opponent. Matthew 12 and 28. He's known as the tempter, entices people to sin. Matthew 4 and 3. Come on, church. He's known as the murderer, solicits people, amen, to eternal death. John 8, 44. He's known as the liar. He perverts the truth. John 8 and 44. He's known as the accuser, accuses the believers before God. Revelation 12 and 10. I'm here to tell somebody right now, put your right heel on the neck of the devil and tell him, I know a lion that will devour and destroy. Come on, church. Minister in the spirit. Minister in the hope. Come on, church. Minister in the spirit. Somebody dance. Somebody run. Somebody leap for joy. Somebody tell that accuser, Satan, get thee behind me. Is that all? Is that all? Is that all you want? Is that all you're going to do? Somebody lift your hands. Tell that lion of hell, the lion of the tribe of Judah. Somebody clap your hands for revival in your church. Come on. Come on. Somebody clap them the other way. While you're clapping, leap for joy. Mama, your babies are coming home. I can't hear some of you. Oh my God. I feel the winds of revival sweeping America. Come on, church. Shout, 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 shout. Woo, my babies are coming home. My husband's coming home. My wife is going to know God. My church is going to have revival. Come on, church. Get in the lion. Get in the lion. Get in Christ. And you will not die by a lion. Woo! Minister, church. You can't believe what's going on right now. Minister unto the Lord. Oh, you have the power of reconciliation. Anybody ready to crawl into the lion? Anybody ready to get in Christ? Come on. Anybody ready? You may be seated for a moment. Ezekiel writing in Ezekiel, the 41st chapter, was writing to God's people. Their dreams were dead. Their city was burned. Parts of it destroyed. The temple was destroyed. All of it was in ashes. Their hope was gone. They had no more faith. But God said, pick up the pen, dip it in the ink of inspiration, and begin to write prophetically of a new temple that is coming in the millennial for my people. Amen. Let me tell you something. When God brings things down on us, he has a way of saying, not all hope is lost. I'm going to restore your dream. I'm going to bring it back again. I'm talking to some people whose dreams are laying in ashes. They've gone up in smoke. The enemy has crushed you. By God, I feel the word of the Lord here tonight to tell you, hey, you're not going to die. You're going to live. The Lord is... Come on. Your church is going to thrive. You're going to be healed. My God, somebody receive your healing. Come on. You came to be healed. Come on. Oh, my God. Devil of hell, you better look out. Oh. You may be seated. When he drew up that temple, there was something unique that he said was going to be in that temple of the millennial. This is what he said. That would be part of the walls that will hold up the roof in support. We'll have palm trees, not literal palm trees, but semblance of palm trees that will be part of that wall. And with that part of the wall, under those palm trees, will be cherubims. And between the cherubims will be the palm trees. And on this cherubim, they will have two faces. One will be a man and one will be a lion. The man will face one palm tree and the lion will face the other. And said, this will go all the way around the house of God. It will be the support system. When you come in to the house of God, you're going to see palm trees. You're going to see cherubims. You're going to see the face of a man and the face of a lion. Are you listening to me tonight? If your eyes can only be open tonight and you can see what I see and feel what others are feeling, the palm tree meant something to the children of the Lord. If you were in a desert place, when you saw that palm tree, it meant there's water in a dry land. Come on, somebody help me. There's shade in a heated place. I've come. I have found living waters, because here's the palm tree. David said, my foot came nigh unto slipping, but when I went to the house of the Lord. Come on, church. Let's have church tonight. Somebody is in a dry land. Shout. Here comes the waters. I can't hear you tonight. Am I going deaf? Somebody dance. Somebody shout. There's water here. There's water here. There's water here. Look all around us. The support is here. It's holding this thing up. You may be seated. The palm tree meant shade. It meant water. But it also meant something else. Desert storms can be ferocious.
And when the winds blow, that palm may sway. And it might bend, but it won't break, because it's learned how to move and how to stand. My God, somebody listen to me. If you could look around this building, there are supports that are holding this whole conference up. My God, the cherubim is the supernatural. That one that had a face of a man and a lion was the ministry of Jesus Christ, the man Christ Jesus. Amen. The lion of the tribe of Judah. I'm telling you, somebody, come on in a little further. I'm telling you, come on in a little further. I'm telling you, come on in a little further. I'm telling you, in the Holy Ghost, lift your hands and say, I want a drink of the living water. You're going through the motion. Don't do that tonight. Somebody cry. Like Brother Booker said, I won't. Come on, I won't. The living water. Praise church. Worship church. My God, there's a palm tree. The man is here. The lion is here. Y'all ain't going far enough. Y'all not going far enough. Y'all are stopping. I'm telling you, you're stopping. Reach over and lay your hand on somebody and say, Lord, bring their babies home. Give them revival. Come on, somebody come. There's an oasis. Pray, church. Pray, church. Pray, church. I feel healing breaking out. Pray, church. Pray. Woo! Woo! Down they go. Falling in the Holy Ghost. Somebody leap for joy. Somebody dance. Here it comes. Here it comes. Woo! Are y'all going to praise? Are you going to stand there? Clap. Clap your hands. Clap. Clap your hands. No, really. Do it again. Come on, do it again. Do it again. The Lord heal you. The Lord deliver you. Anybody need healing? Lift your hands right now. Anybody need revival? Lift your. Oh. I can't hear a cry, not a one. I cannot hear a cry. My God, something sick can happen in this place. Come on, I want to preach. But the preach is here. Come on, church. Come on, church. Come on, church. Come on, church. I want to tell you how to get in the line. But some of you are already crawling in. Some of you are already going in. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus. The Lord put me on a 3-day fast going into Christmas. My fast would end on Christmas morning. That night before on Christmas Eve, I was alone and away from my family. God told me to get alone.
On that Christmas Eve, I was in Africa running for my life. I was in the high grass. I looked back and two lions were chasing me. I had no weapon. And I was running, running. I said, I don't have a gun. I don't have a knife. I'm doomed. I'm going down. And I saw a little hill. I ran up on that little hill. I tried to catch my breath. I said, oh God, I'm going to die on the hill. I'm going to die here. But I'll fight these two lions. And when I looked at them, three more came up out of the high grass. And I said, oh God, I'm a goner. I'm a dead man. No tree to climb. No weapon to fight. I'm going down. I'm going down. I said, but I will not run anymore. I will stand and let them say of me, he fought unto the death. Let them write on my tombstone, he wouldn't run anymore. And I stood. And when I did, a hand came down out of heaven. Woo! It touched me. I felt my hands growing. I began to grow in stature. My legs became powerful. I saw the greatest of those lions. He wanted me. He came out of the crowd. He didn't care. He could see me growing. He was going to kill me. We met on the side of that hill. And when he made his leap, my gigantic hands were around his neck. And I saw the look of triumph in his eye, brother. He said, you're through. But I choked him all the more. And he still had the look of, I am the victor. But suddenly, brother, suddenly, I had a hold of his windpipe. And I was choking the life out of him. And guess what? Before my eyes, I saw his eyes change. And a fear came on him. And I saw him full of fear. And I crushed him. And the other four watched me kill him. And in fear, they ran back into the high grass. I'm telling somebody, your days of running are over. My God, I want to preach, but I'm stopping right now because somebody is fixing to tell the devil. Here I stand, and I'm going to stand, and I'm going to live. I'm going to have revival. Reach over and get somebody by the hand and lift it toward heaven. Healing. Pray, brethren, pray. Help me. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Pray, church, pray, church. Come on, backslider. Come on, lukewarm. You better look out, devil, look out. Woo! Oh! Pray through. Get the victory. Come on. Woo! Y'all ain't praying, but you're fixing to. Y'all ain't crying, but you're fixing to. Pray, brethren. Ministers, lay your hand on a preacher next to you and pray the anointing on him. We're fixing to do something. Preachers, pray for one another. I know you're tired. I know that. Pray for one another. Now will you help me? Preachers, I need you to go into this audience and to lay hands on this great, so great a people. Come help me, preachers. Preachers, come help me. Go down in the audience. Lay hands on them. If you're not too tired, please. Oh! You better look out, lion out of hell. Here comes the lion of the tribe of Judah. Woo! Come on, come on, come on. I heard you crying, mama. Woo! I heard you crying. The Lord heard you crying, mama. Woo! I hear the roar of men.